Today's Shir is Masechta Brachos Daf Nun Vav. We will begin on Daf Nun Vav Amar Aleph, the first words in Amar. Amit says the word Amar like case of Rabbi Shua Rabbi Chananya. The case is said to Rabbi Shua Rabbi Chananya. Amrisu dechach misu tuva. It's said about Klal Yisrael that you're exceedingly smart. Amali my chazin b'chalamoi. So if you're so smart, please tell me what I'm going to see tonight in my dream. So as we've been learning, to what you dream is really what you think about all day. And what he meant was to say, says the Irei Noyim, so tell me what I think about that we should know, that will be what I dream about. Or as other Sfarim say, because he told them the different things, that's what got the king to dream, and that's what got him, and then he was able to correctly predict what the chalom will be. Amalei, so Yeshua said to him, Chazis nemeshach lepersoi, I see that the Persians are going to force you to service their king. V'gavibach, they're going to grab you. V'roibach shiksi, and they force you to pasture unclean animals, pigs, b'chutra d'hava, with a golden stick. Hirakura yoyma, so that's what he thought about all day. Alamur t'chazan, indeed at night, that's what he saw in the dream. Similarly, Amalei shvar malka l'shmul, amrisa d'chachmisa tuva, it said that the Jews are very bright. Emily ma chazin b'chalamoi, tell me what I'm going to see in my dream. Amalei chazis t'osu rome v'shavaloch, I see that the Romans are going to come and capture you. V'tachnibach kashisu b'chai d'hava, and they're going to force you to grind dates, date pits, with a golden mill. V'hirakul ayoyim, and that's what he thought about all day. Lur t'chaza, and a date, he did indeed see it. So Gemara begins now, a lengthier piece of Gemara about Behedja. Behedja apparently was a famous dream interpreter. And says Gemara, Behedja mefash shechalai mehava, he was a dream interpreter. Mandi avle agra, and somebody paid him for this service. Mafshle lemayusai, he would interpret the dream positively. Mandi lo yavle agra, and somebody who didn't pay him, mefashle legriusai, he would interpret it negatively. So says the Gemara, Abai and Rava Chazal Chalma. Abai and Rava both saw a dream. Abai Yavla Zuzo. Abai paid him. Rava La Yavla. And Rava did not. Amrile. And they told him, Akrinan Bechalimen. We saw in our dream. Sharcha Tavuach Leinecha. Your axe will be slaughtered before your eyes, but you won't be able to eat from it. Apostling the Techacha. The Rava Amrile. Rava said, what it means is posidis kacham. Your business will fail. And because you're going to be so depressed from the failure of your business, you're not going to have any interest in eating. Labai Amalei Tabai said, marvachas kacham. Your business will be very profitable. And because you're going to be so happy, you're not going to be able to eat. So of course, the Mefarshim, the Tosfos HaRosh discusses that if they had the identical dream, how did they accept that they didn't have identical interpretations? So they both say that they both knew of each other's dream, but when they went into the room to speak to Behedja, they went in privately. And because they went in privately, one was not aware of what was being said to the other. Amrle, so they said another dream. Akrinan, we saw in our dream the pasuk, banam ubanai's toilet, you will have children, but they will go into captivity. Rava amalei b'shusay. Rava, he interpreted as the simple pshat, Nebuch, his children will go into captivity. Abai amalach, banach ubanasach nefeshi, yubarachshim are going to have many sons and daughters, uminsach bittach l'alma, and your daughters will get married to men from different parts of the world. So the Pashat, Peshat, and Farshim say, in those days, you typically lived where the chassan was from, where the man was from. So when these girls married these men, they had to live not necessarily where Abaya lived, but rather where their husbands lived. Another Peshat that I saw is that the brach that the Sifsei Chum suggests this, you'll have so many children that they won't have enough room in your home. And the only thing that there'll be room for in your home was there'll be for your sons who go first before the daughters. Akrinyach, so they said a third dream. Akrinyach that they said we saw in our dream, Benecha ben Sechalum Sunalam Akram, your sons and daughter will be given to a different nation. The Bailah, Banach Ubinach Nefishit, you'll have many sons and daughters. At Amrit, you're going to be interested, the Kriveich, that they should marry your relatives. The Amra, and your wife's going to be interested, the Krivah, to her relatives. Vachbalach, and she will prevail. The Yavtachlan, the Krivah. And indeed, your children will end up marrying relatives from her family, the have which are to you kam acher, like a different nation. The Rava Amalei, but to Rava he said, the visa shchiva, your wife will pass away, and you will then get remarried. Vasa b'nei b'entzila de itasachrita, and your wife, your children will now be in the hands of a stepmother. Damar Rava, Amar Rav Yirmiyah, Abba, Amar Rav. What it means is zu eshes av to a stepmother. Akrinim b'chalmi, they saw a different pasuk. Lech echol b'simcha lachmecha, go eat your bread with joy. Labai amalei, Tabaya he interpreted marvachaskecha, your business will prosper. The chalt v'shesitz, and your baruch shem be able to drink, eat and drink. The kriza psuchim hadvid alibach, and you, when you'll be so happy because of your success, this will be one of the psukim that you will say. The Rav Amalei, however, to Rav he said, pasuk eskach, your business will fail. Tavacht v'loichalt v'shesitz, you will, even if you slaughter meat and you have what to drink, you will not be interested in drinking. The Kriyisul Fakta Bechtich, you will say this pasuk, hoping that things will get better. But we don't know if that will be. Akrinim, there was another pasuk. Zera Rav Toitzi Asada, there will be a lot of seed in the field, but you will harvest very little. Abaya Amalei Reshe, Abaya, he said, the first part, that he would have a lot of seed to plant and that would ultimately produce a lot of plants, a lot of growth. L'Rav Amalei Masefa, that after all of his work, he will not prosper. So the question continues, the Gemara. Akrinan, another pasuk. Zaysim yu l'cha b'chol gvulecha. You will have olive trees in your entire boundary, but you will not be able to use that oil because the olives will drop from the tree. Again, Labai Amalei Mereisha, Abaya interpreted from the beginning, the Rav Amalei Masefa. Akrinan, V'ra Kalami Oritz, all the people of the earth will see you, V'yurav Amecha, Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha. Labai Amalei, Nafk Lashma Dereisha Masif Davis, you will become famous because you're going to become the Rosh Yeshiva, a Moscha Nefas Ba'alma, and the entire world will hold you in great awe. Rav Amalei, Bedina de Malka Itba, the king's treasury will be broken into, Meskaper Matus Beganavi, and they'll accuse you as being the thief. The Yonakul Alma Kavachav Menach, and people will learn from your experience. They will say that if Rava was put into jail and accused falsely, how much do we have to be concerned? And says the Gemara, indeed, this is what happened. L'mocha ispa b'dayna de Malka. The next day, the king's treasury was broken into. Basra tafsa l'Rava, and they took Rava and they arrested him. Amalei. So they said to him, Chazon chasa pumdani. They saw lettuce on the mouth of a keg. Labai amalei, if iska chasa, your business will be like lettuce. It'll be very profitable because lettuce has very wide leaves and there are many leaves. You'll be very successful. The Rav Amalei Mara Eskach, your business will be like chasa, like lettuce, which we know lettuce are bitter. That's what we use for mara on Pesach. Amalei Chazon Bisra Pomidone, we saw meat on the mouth of a pitcher. Labai Amach Basa Chamrach, your wine will be delicious. Basa Kol Amal Mizvan Bisra V'Chamer Minach. And everybody's going to come buy meat and wine from you. Rav Amalei Tuk of Chamruch, your wine will get sour. That means your wine will turn into vinegar. Vas Kol Amal Mizvah Bisra L'Mechlebei, and the only thing that they'll be able to do with that wine is use it for cooking wine, for vinegar, for taste. Amalei Chazin Chavita De Tali B'Dikla, we saw a barrel that was hanging on a palm tree. Labai Amalei, Abai, they said, Midle Oskach Kedikla. A palm tree grows very tall. And they said to him, your business will be very successful. Rav Amalei, Chole Eskach Ketemri. Your wine will be sweet like a palm, like the dates of a palm tree. And in those days, particularly, dry wine was what was preferable. Amalei, so they said to him, Chazenu Romni de Katcha Pumdani, we saw a pomegranate that was sprouting from the mouth of a keg. Labai Amalei, Osik Aska Karimuna, your merchandise will be expensive like pomegranate. Pomegranates were rare. What he meant to say was that you'll have great profit from your businesses. Larav Amalei, Koi Aska Karimuna, it'll be sharp like a pomegranate. It's going to, in other words, like we have been discussing, the pomegranate, he was in the wine business, and the wine won't taste as wine should taste. Amalei, Chazon Chavita de Nafla Bira, we saw a barrel that fell into a pit. Labai Amalei, Mitzvi Iskach, everybody's going to be anxious to buy your merchandise. Kedama Nafla Pita Bira, like people say, when bread falls into a pit, and it can't be found. In other words, what he was saying is, there will be such a great demand for your merchandise and not enough supply. L'Rav Amalei, to Rava he interpreted, Pasit Iskach, your merchandise will be ruined. V'shas l'abira, and the only thing you can do with it is throw it into a pit. Amalei, so they said to him, Chazina b'acham de koya istin, we saw a young drunk donkey that was standing near our heads, v'noyer, and making sound. L'amalei, the Bai Amalei, Tabai he interpret, Malkus Savis, you're going to be a king. It means you're going to be the Rosh Hashiva. V'koya moralach, as we've learned many times, in those days when a shear was given, the Rosh Hashiva would say his shear into the ear of the Meturgeman, who's also called many times the Amayra, and then that Amayra would say it loudly for the entire Tzibur. The Rav Amalei, Petek Chamor Got Mitfilach. The word Chamor is missing from your tefillin. Amalei, so Rav said, you're not correct. You're not correct. Ladi Chazli V'isi, I looked into the parashas of my tefillin, and I saw that this word isn't actually there. Amalei, Vav de Petek Chamor Vad Got Mitfilach. The Vav of the word Petek Chamor is missing. And as the halacha is, the halacha is that if you miss a letter from the tefillin, and then you wrote the next letter, the halacha is you can't go backwards in the writing of the tefillin. The word chamor in tefillin is written ches mem resh, without the vav. Apparently, the sofer of Rava put in the vav, did not write the resh, because if he would have written the resh, the tefillin are automatically pasul. But he wrote the letter vav, realized that it shouldn't be there, and erased it. And now there are halachas that are discussed in the Shulchan Aruch What is the halacha? If there's a space in the middle of the word, the tefillin are also possible. But what happened here was that since the cipher recognized his mistake before he wrote the reish, he was able to correct it by writing a big reish. But obviously, it's not the nicest way of writing the tefillin. Says the Gemara, L'soif, after all of these episodes, also Rava L'chudei L'gabei. Rava went on his own to Bahedya for interpretation of the dream. Amalani said, Chazei dashe b'reis the nafal. I saw that the outer door of my house has fallen. Amalei, Ishtech Hashkava. The wife is considered the door of the house, the protection of the house, and she's going to pass away. Amalei, then Rava said to him, Chazoi kochi v'sheni de nisr. I see that my molar teeth and my front teeth are falling out of my mouth. Amalei, what that means is, benoch u'benosach shchoven, that your sons and daughters will pass away. Amalei chazoi tata yoin in the parchen. I see two doves that are flying away. Amalei, trei nashi megarsht. You're going to marry two women, and the marriage won't work, and you'll have to divorce them. Amalei, then he said, chazoi trei gargilda delifta. I saw two heads of a turnip. Amalei, trei kufi balta. You're going to receive two blows with a club. Also, Rava hu yoyma. And Rava wanted to show that the dream doesn't have to be. So he said, I'm going to sit in yeshiva the whole day. No, I can't get into trouble sitting in yeshiva. Also, Rava hu yoyma v'yosebe medrash kul yoyma. He sat in yeshiva the entire day. There were two blind people in the yeshiva. They were quarreling with each other. And they started hitting each other. And Rava wanted to break them up. And they gave Rava two blows. They were about to give him the third blow. Omar, they said, that you can't do. Because two is all I got, is all what the interpretation of the dream said. No more than that. So what happened here, says the Ben Yoyada, is that Rava himself made the dream come true. And that's how we started the shir. A lot of what you think about is what actually will happen. L'soif, after all of this, also Rava V'yav Le'agra, Rava saw that he has to give money to Bahedja. Amalei, Chazoi Ishesu de Nufel. I saw that the wall of my house collapses. Amalei, Nechase Belei Mitzom Krisa. You're going to have so many properties without any walls, without any boundaries. Amalei, Chazoi Apanda Dabai de Nufel Vachatsi Afgei. I saw the mansion of Abaye falling, and I was covered in its dust. Amalei, Abaye Shachif. What it means is that Abaye will pass away. As we learned earlier, Abaye was Rosh Yeshiva. And he was saying to him, is after Abaye passes away, you will become the Rosh Yeshiva. I saw my mansion falling. And everybody came. It was taking brick after brick from this fallen mansion. What that means is, Shmatzin, Madrin ba'alma, your divrei Torah will be extremely popular. Everybody is going to listen to your divrei Torah. Amalei, so then he said, Chazoi divkareisha. I saw that my head is split. V'noise makri, and my brain falls out. Amalei me'udrim be'beis sadya nafik. All it means is that the pillow, the feathers fell out of the pillow. Amalei. I saw my cholim that I'm saying the halal gadol, the one that we say in Seder, the Haidu. Omlei, because nisim esrashiloch, tremendous miracles will happen with you. Bahedi was once traveling together with Rav in a boat. Omma, Bahedi gavidim sanchers nishalomeli. Then he said, Bahedya said, Rav is a person that miracles will happen to him, but they won't necessarily happen to me. I shouldn't be here. And he was going to leave the boat. And as he's walking off the boat, Bahadi the Kosolik, Nofla Sifrimine, a book fell away out of his bag. Ashkeche Rava. So Rava picked it up. And he saw what was written in this book. All dreams follow the mouth. It's the way you interpret the dream, that's how it goes. So the Rajba explains, we don't understand why, but that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. He says it's similar to an Ayin Hara, that we don't understand how Ayin Hara works, but Ayin Hara unfortunately does work. But there's another pshat. And the other pshat really answers a much more fundamental question. We've been learning already for the second shiur that Kol HaChalayim is Archa Arpeh. So wasn't Rava aware of this fact that the chalayims go after the pear, go after the mouth? So Rava made a mistake. Rava thought that Kol HaChalayim is Halkam Acha Peh was that if Abai got a good interpretation for the same dream that he got, that's why he'll certainly have a good interpretation. But what he didn't understand is that every din, every person, although he has the exact same dream, doesn't necessarily have the exact same interpretation. Amar, so now Rava was really upset. Rasha, b'didach kaima, you had the power how to interpret the dream. Had you interpreted the dream positively, I would have had a positive outcome. And instead of interpreting it positively, tzartin kulaha, you caused me all of this aggravation. Kula mechalmuch, I'm meichel you for everything that you said. Ba'ami ba'ati derav chizda, Rava's wife, as we said earlier, he interpreted would die. Rava's wife was the daughter of Chizda. And he said, I hope you fall into the hands of a nation that will pay you back. So I saw that the Sif Sechamim says part of the negative interpretation that Rava received was that, and indeed happened, was that his children would die. So why was he only upset about his wife passing away and not about his children passing away? So the Sif Sechamim says Rava wasn't upset about himself. What Rava was upset about was about his father-in-law, Rav Chizda's tsar, in losing his daughter. And therefore he says, I can be meichel you, I can forgive you for my tsar, but I can't forgive you for the tsar of Rav Chizda that you caused him this tsar that he lost his daughter. Omar, so now Behedya has a dilemma. He said, my Eved, Gemiri, we know that filu kilas chacham afil b'chinim hiba. A klala that a chacham gives always comes true. The kashkein, Rava, and certainly when Rava cursed me, it wasn't for no reason. The Medina collide, he had every reason to curse me. Amar ekev igli, let me go into Golus. Damamar, as we've learned, Golus mechaperis oven. And as the Chazanish explains, Rava had every right to curse Behedya because there was an issue of Kavod HaTorah. He said things and hurt Rava and affected the Kavod HaTorah. Says the Rambam, why is Golus mechaper averis? Because when a person is in Golus, he's modest, he's humble. And a person who's humble will have kaparis avonis. Says the Gemara, come Golus beiruimai. He went to Golus to Rome. Also, Yosa Piska the Reish Durzin the Malka. And he sat at the door of the treasury of the king. Says the Gemara, Reish Turu Zinu Chazachalma. The minister of treasury saw a dream. Amalei, so he said to Behedya, Chazachalma da Ail Mach de Betz Boisei. I saw a dream that a needle was inserted in my finger. Amalei, Havli Zuza. So he said to him, give me money so I should interpret it for him. For you, v'lo yavlei, and he didn't take, and he refused to give. So I saw the Ben Yoyada asks, why didn't he just ask Rava for money, and he would have saved all of this aggravation? So Ben Yoyada says that from Rava, who was the Galador, he was embarrassed to ask for money. But he came now to the city of Rome, where he was a stranger, and he needed money to live on. So he had no choice but to ask the minister of treasury for money. But the minister refuses to give him. So he didn't interpret the dream. So again, explains the Ben Yoyada, this was actually an improvement of before. Before, if somebody didn't give him money, he interpreted the dream negatively. Here, he didn't interpret the dream at all because he saw what happened from his negative interpretations. Amalei, Chazoy de Nafla Tich Lebetatnats Boisei. He saw, I saw my dream that a worm is on two of my fingers. So Behedja again says to him, Havli Zuzah, give me money and I'll interpret it for you. V'lo Yavlei, he didn't want to give it to him. V'loi Amalei, and he didn't give him an interpretation. Amalei, so then he says, the minister of treasury, Chazal de Nafla Tichla B'kula Yada, I saw worms are on my entire hand. Amalei, at this point he said, what it means is, Nafal Tichla B'kula Shiraya, the worms are on the king's, on all of the king's silk clothing, that part of being minister of treasure is to be in charge of the king's expensive clothing. Shamay by Malka. The king heard that all of his expensive garments were ruined. Vasil Resh Truzna Kakotale. And they brought this minister and they killed him. Amalu, but before they killed him, they said to him, Ano amai. He said to them, why are you killing me? I said to have Lahai Davi Yodav Layama. Bring this dream interpreter who knew and didn't say anything. And as the Ben Yoyada here explains as well, they were both at fault. Because if he would have told the minister that the king's clothing is in danger of getting ruined, he might have been able to save some of the clothing. On the other hand, the minister wasn't innocent because he obviously did not protect the clothing adequately that it shouldn't get ruined. Asla Bahedja, so they brought Bahedja. Amlei, Amta Zuzah Dedach. This, that you kept on not being willing to interpret the dream because you wanted the money, because of that, Chorva Shiroi de Malka, the king's clothing got ruined. Kefisa Trey Arzim Bechavla. So they took two cedar trees, they tied them together with a rope. Asachat Karel Chad Arza, they tied one leg, a behedya to one tree, v'chad kari l'chad arza, and the other leg to the other tree, v'shor l'chavla, and they untied the rope, and from the pressure being untied, his head split, added stalak resha, ochaz l'kolchad v'chad v'komed d'ofdei, and then each tree flew back to where it originally was, v'stalak, and he was split into two, v'nofalak v'train. Says the Gemara, Shoban Dosa ben Achosh Shabishmal. Roisi, again, about dreams. Risi Shnei Lechai Shanashu. I see that my two jaws are fallen. Omlei, what that represents is Shnei Gedude Roimi Yotzo Lechara. Two heads of Roman battalions plotted to do bad to you, Umesu. And they died. Omlei Bakapara Le Rebbe. Roisi Choyk Mishanashar. I saw my nose fell off. Amalei, what that means is, Charoin Af Nafel Misagmcha. We always speak about the nose, that the Charoin Af, the nose was blowing, and anger from Hashem went away from you. Amalei, Reisi Shnei Yodai Shenechtuchu. I saw my two hands were cut off. Amalei, what you were seeing was, Lotitztaruch Lamasa Yodecha. You're not going to have to rely on working. You'll be successful without needing to work. Amalei, Risa Shrei Ragla Shenektu. I saw my two feet were cut off. Amalei, it was a message of Susa Taroichiv. Most people in those days rode on donkeys. Only serious, wealthy people rode on horses, and you'll be such a person. Chazoy de Amalei, Ba'adam Mises. I got a message that I will die in other. V'nissen loy chazis. You will not see the month of Nissan. Amalei, so he told him, Badrusis mis, you will die when you're in top in the glory. V'loyosis loday in the soyin. You'll be able to pass away without a nesoyin of being tested, like we say every morning. Al tivenu loday in the soyin. Amalei utstokler abishmol. Ra'isi shani mashke shem lezaisim. In my dream, I saw that I'm giving oil to olives. Amalei ba'al ima. You had relations with your mother. And here too, I saw the Mefarshim explain the Sefer Shleimim Mishmasai. He wanted to publicize that this Sadaiki was a Baal Aveira. Amalei, Chazoy de Kofili Kokva. I saw that I took a star out of the sky. Amalei, by Yisrael Ganaft. You stole a Jewish person. Amalei, Chazoy de Baal Kokva. I swallowed a star. Amalei, by Yisrael Zavente. You kidnapped and then sold a Jewish person into being a servant, and you took the money, and the money that you received for that sale, you took for yourself. I saw that my eyes are kissing each other. You had relations with your sister. I saw that I kissed the moon. It represents that you had relations with a Jewish woman. Because as we see from the Cholim, says of Yosef, the dream of Yosef, says the Sifsech Chamim, we spoke about this in yesterday's shir, that when he saw the moon in his dream, the moon in his dream represented his mother. Amalei, Chazoy de Drichtem Betuna de Asa. I saw that I am walking in the shadow of a plant. Amalei, Baal Nara Marasa. You had relations with a Nara Marasa. Amalei, Chazoy Tunim Eloi V'hu Metatoi. I saw the shadow above me and it was below me. Amalei, Mishkof Rehafuch. You had relations in a reverse position. Amalei, Chazoy Orvid the Hadri Lipurya. I saw ravens coming to my bed. Amalei, Ishtecha Zinsam Nashim Harbi. Your wife had many adulterous relations. The Irv is a bird, the raven is a bird that's known to be very promiscuous. Amalei, Chazoy Yoyne the Hadri Lipurya. I saw doves coming to my bed. Amalei, Noshim Harbe Tamesa. You had many adulterous relationships. Amalei, Chazoy the Nokotre Yoyne Parchen. I'm holding two doves while they're flying away. Amalei, Tati Noshim the Safta. You married two women, Upatris and Bloiget, and you left them without giving them a divorce. Amalei, Chazoy de Kalfine Bei. I saw in my dream that I'm peeling eggs. Amalei, Shchavi Kamshachs, you stripped corpses. Amalei, so to this the Tzadoki said, Kulim Ispi, everything you said about me is true, Bamahad Leisa. That this is not true. Why are dead people, says the Imri Noyim, compared to eggs? Like we know that somebody who's an oval is supposed to eat eggs, because egg is round, the world is round, it's a galgal chos ba'olam, it doesn't have an opening, just like an egg doesn't have, an oval doesn't have a way to speak, he's wallowing in his sorrow. Why over here did he begin to deny? So I saw that the Sefer Pirkei Kun explains, for everything else in those days, he would not necessarily be punished. But for this, he would get punished, and that's why he denied it. There was a woman that came and said to the Tzadoki, this beggar that you're wearing, the Gavra Plani who the miss, belonged to this person who died, and you took it away from him. Chazoy de Imrali, I saw my dream, people saying to me, Shavuk lo chavucha nichs bekapatya. Did your father left you property in Kapatya? Amalei, so Rabbi Shmuel asked him, Islech nichs bekapatya, do you have indeed real estate there? Amalei loy, lav, he said, no, I don't. Ozel avucha kaputkya, so then he asked him, did your father ever go to Kaputkya? Amalei, teratu, he said, lav. Im kain, what this must mean, kapa kishura, kapa means a beam, Deka, the word Deka means Asar the 10th. Zil Chazakapa Deresh Asara. Go look at the 10th beam on top of your house. That under it is buried Shimalei Zuzi. That has a treasure under that beam. And says the Gemara, indeed, Ozo Ashkech Shimalei Zuzi, he indeed found that under that beam there was an entire treasure waiting for him. Says the Gemara, Amrav Chanina, Haroi Ber B'chalayim. If somebody sees a well in his dream, Roy Shalom, it's a simon that he's going to see peace. Shenema, V'yachburu, Avde Yitzchak B'nochal, Yitzchak, servant's dog in the valley, V'yimtzu Shom Ber Maim Chaim. And they found flowing water. So what we see from here is that, and then he had peace because he was able to live well with his neighbors. The Torah says regarding Torah, and it says here, the well represents life. It's a simon that he's going to be healthy. There are three visions that tell peace. Nohar, a river, Tzipur, a bird, and Kedera is a kettle. Nohar d'ksiv, hinene noita leh k'nor sholem. I'm going to bring peace to Yerushalayim like a river. Tzipur d'ksiv, k'tziparim oifos, like flying birds, kein yogein Hashem tzvokos. Kedera d'ksiv, Hashem tispois shalom lonu. When you see the kettle that represents peace, it's when there's no meat. Because if it has meat, it's like a pot in a hot cauldron. Only if it doesn't have any meat in it, it's a good sign. So, as I saw from the Shem Shmuel, why does a kedera, why does a pot represent peace? Because on one hand, you have the fire under the pot, and you have water in the pot. Fire and water are two opposites. They can't coexist. But when do they coexist? When you put the food into a pot, and then you put the pot on the fire. So the pot represents peace. And that's why I saw there's a minig by a tanoim, by marriage engagement, you break a plate. What we're saying is that this new couple should live in complete harmony without the need of anything outside the plate, which is the mediator between the food and the person, shouldn't be necessary. They should have perfect harmony between each other. Amar Shmuel ben Levi, Haroya Nohor. Somebody sees a river in his dream, Yashk v'yomer. He should immediately get up and say to Pasuk, Hinini noita alea kenor sholem. That's a positive Pasuk. Kodim shekemen a Pasuk acher, before he says a different Pasuk, that has a negative connotation, ki yovoi kenor tsar. It'll be like a tsarus will come like a river. Haroi tzipa b'chaloyim. If somebody sees a bird in his dream, Yashk v'yomer, he should get up and say, Ketziparam oifus ken yogin, a pasuk we just learned, Karim shigayim pasuk acha, Ketzipa noidadis menkina. Haroi kader b'chaloyim, Yashkin v'yoymar, Hashem tispay sholem lanu, Karim shigayim pasuk acher, Svois hasir svois. Which speaks about setting the pot, and the Navi in Yecheskel says that it represents the siege of Yerushalayim. Harayan novim b'chaloyim. Somebody sees grapes in his dream. Yashkiv yom kan novim b'midbar. The pasuk speaks about Klal Yisrael, the devotion to Hashem in the midbar. Karim shiyukmen pasuk acha anveu anveirosh. The grapes were very poor. Harayan har b'chaloyim. Somebody sees a mountain in his dream. Yashkiv yom manova alahorim raglim avaser. Karim shiyukmen pasuk acha alahorim esa b'chivenei. On the mountains will I cry. Will I cry? So I saw that if somebody sees a mountain and understand that everything he gets is a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he will be successful. But if not, he will not be successful. It'll only cause him to cry. What you need to recognize is that everything that we have from Hashem. Harai shayf b'chalayim. Somebody sees a shayf in his dream. Yashkin v'yoymar. B'yohoy b'yoymar hu yitok v'shayf v'godl. Kodim shiknen pasuk acher. Tiku shayfer b'giva. Harai kelab b'chalayim. Somebody sees a dog. Yashkin v'yoymar l'kol b'nei Yisrael. L'yechatz kelav l'shaynoy. Kodim shiknenu pasuk acher. V'klovim azei nefesh. That dogs are very greedy. Harai ari b'chalayim. If somebody sees a lion in his dream, Yashkin v'yoymar ari yishag miliyira, when the lion roars, should we not be in fear? The lion left its den to go attack. Haroi taglachs b'chalayim. If he sees getting a shave in his dream, Yashkin v'yoymar yikalach v'chalif sam loysof. That's what Yosef did before he was appointed by Paroi. If somebody sees a well in his dream, as a well issues forth its waters, so she issues forth the evil. If somebody sees a reed in his dream, a broken reed, lo yishava, can't get broken. You relied on this broken reed. So I saw that the Mishnah in Masechta Avos says, Knei l'chochaver, and the Kava Yosher explains, Knei is from the reed. They used to make a pen out of reeds. And the Mishnah is telling us, take the pen to be your friend. Constantly write down Chidush Torah. And that's what the Gemara is saying. If you see a reed in your cholim, it should represent, as the Gemara says, Haroi Kana B'chaloim, Yitzapa B'chachma, because you're writing Chidush Torah. Shnema Knei Chachma. Kanim, if you see several reeds, Yitzapa Labina, even a higher level of understanding. Shnema, if you see kora is a cucumber, kira a heart's a palm, kira is wax, kanya is a reed, kula mal chalma. Seeing any of these things is great to see in a dream. Tanya, Amar and Deluim, they don't show cucumbers, El Mishu Yorishmaim b'kol koichai, unless somebody is a Yerushmayim, because the luim typically grow slanting down. A Yerushmayim is constantly modest and humble, and that's why he deserves, that's why a luim represents Yerushmayim. Haroi shor b'chaloyim. If you see an axe in your dream, yashk v'yoyim b'chor shor hodoloi, kodim shek men pasuk acher, kigach shor ish. Tanabonim. The five things about seeing an axe in a dream. If you see you're eating axe meat, it's a simen that you're getting wealthy. If you dream that the axe hit you, it shows that you will have children that fight with each other in Torah. If you dreamt that an axe bit you, it's a sim that you're surim by malov. Batoi, if you dream that an axe kicks you, derech rechoyke nizdamaloi, it means you have to travel on a long journey. Rachva, if you're able to ride on top of an axe, oil l'gduloi. Ask the Gemara, for time, but have we learned in a brisa rachvai, if you're riding on an axe, it's a sim in mace that you're going to die. And simar loy kasha. Had rachv hu l'tora, if you're riding on top of the axe, that's a good sign. If chas v'sholem had the roch of tur l'day, but if the axe is riding on you, it's a bad sign. Haroya chamor b'chalon, you see a donkey in your dream, yitzapel Yeshua. You should hope for Yeshua. Shenema, hinei malch yovaloch tzadik v'noishahu, the pasuk speaks about Mashiach, ani v'roichav al chamor. Haraya chasso b'chaloyim. If you see a cat in a dream, ba'asur de karle shunra, in a place where cats are called shunra, nasla shirna. It means that there will be beautiful songs composed in your honor. Shinra, but if they're called shinra, nasla shinra, things will go bad for you. That's how the name cats became a very nice name, because here the Gemara speaks about cats representing something positive. Haraya nov b'chalim. Somebody sees grapes in his dream. Levonois, if they're white, bein b'zmanim, bein shalai b'zmanim, whether in season or out of season, yofis, it's a good sign. Shchoiris, black grapes, b'zmanim, in their season, yofis, it's a good sign. Shalai b'zmanim, not in their season, raws. Haraya sus lovim b'chalim. If somebody sees a white horse in his dream, bein b'nachas, bein b'rodof, whether it's moving slowly or quickly, yofloi, it's a good sign. Adoim, if you see a red horse, but nachas, if it's riding slowly, yofa, but rather if it's going quickly, kosh, it's a bad sign. Haroi yishmol b'chaloyim, if you see yishmol, so I saw the Yavit says, it makes no difference if you see the word yishmol, or you see yishmol himself, it's a simon that tefilos in the shmas. But says the Gemara, what are we talking about? Dafki yishmol ben Avram. If you just see an Arab, loy. Haroi gomu b'chaloyim. If you see a camel in a dream, misa niknas loy b'nishmayim, it's a simon that you were sentenced to death, v'tzilu m'mena, but you were saved. Amar Rav Chama v'chanina, my craw, anoichi erid mitzrayim v'noichi amcha gam ola. Gam ola sounds like gomel. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, me'ocha gam Hashem have chatoscha loy somus. Again, the Gam world. Haroi Pinchas b'chaloyim. If somebody sees Pinchas in a dream, Pela nasaloy. Wonders will happen for him. Haroi Pelin b'chaloyim. You see an elephant in a dream, Ploois nasaloy. Wonders will happen for you. Pilim, if you see many elephants, Pile Ploois nasaloy. Many wonders will happen for you. Ask the Gemara, but Hatanya, haven't we learned kol mina chayanis yofel chaloyim? All types of animals are good in a dream, chutz min hapil min hakoif, aside from an elephant and a monkey. Answer the Gemara like Hasha. Hadam sarig, if the elephant has a saddle on it, it's a good sign. Hadalay masarig, then it's not a good sign. So the Gemara says, haroi pinchas b'chaloyim, nasaloy, pele nasaloy. So, why? So the Imre Emes says in the Zmiris that we say Motzai Shabbos, we say regarding Eliyahu Novi, Ashri mi shirah pana b'chaloyim. And Eliyahu, Pinchas, ze Eliyahu. So that's why if somebody sees Pinchas in a chaloyim, it's like he's seeing Eliyahu Novi in a chaloyim, which is a wonderful sign.